Hello everyone, this is Dats Nobo and you're listening to the Winning Life Audio Devotional. Today I want to talk to you about something that I consider very, very interesting. It is on the subject, the simplicity of prayer. The simplicity of prayer. Before I go further, let me just read you a scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and from verse number 16 to 18. The word of God says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Oh, hallelujah. It says, "Rejoice always." Let me read it from another translation of the Bible. Let's try the Living Bible. It says, "Always be joyful. Always keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." Always be joyful. Always keep on praying, no matter what happens. Always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Let me quickly say this to you, that something that the scripture admonishes us to do consistently, because the Bible says pray without ceasing. If the Bible says to us to pray without ceasing, then it has to be that God requires this of us. And I have been studying about Jesus, and you will see that a lot of the times in scripture, Jesus will pull himself out to a solitary place to be alone, to be in prayer with God. But what we find today is that prayer is such a task for a lot of believers. And I think what comes to my mind, I think that one of the reasons why this is so is because of how we have made prayer so, we have described it, or we have explained it in a way that it looks very tedious, as something very mystical. But when we look at how Jesus prayed, I'll give you a quick example. He was at the tomb of Lazarus and he just said simply, "Father, I thank you for you hear me always." The simplicity of prayer. The simplicity of prayer. His disciples came to him and said, "Master, teach us how to pray." He said, "After this manner, pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He goes on and on to tell them how simple it is to pray. It's not that difficult. It's not that difficult. It's not difficult at all. Say, "After this manner, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Jesus lays down a simple formula for praying. In other words, he says, when you come to God in prayer, there are steps you must follow. There's a protocol to his presence. The first thing, start your prayer with praise, "Our Father in heaven." The recognition of our Father who is in heaven, "Hallowed be thy name." Start your prayer with praise. "Father, I thank you today. I'm alive today, I thank you. I thank you for my family. And he says the next thing you should pray about is, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my family. Let your kingdom come, your influence. Let your influence, Lord, influence me today. Lord, influence me today. Let your will be done in my life. Prayer is not difficult at all. It's not difficult. It's not difficult. And it says, after you have prayed, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then you can now ask him for your daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Father, thank you. Provide for us today. Make a way for us today where there seems to be no way. And it says, forgive us our debts. Father, if I've sinned against you in any way, please forgive me. Just as I forgive those who trespass against me. And it says, it is important, pray, Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Jesus shows us how simple and how wonderful prayer can be. Prayer is not as complicated as we make it out to be. It's not complicated in any way. It's not complicated. We must learn to talk to God like our Father that He is. The scriptures describe Him as Abba Father, Daddy, our Father, our God that we can talk to. We can talk to Him about our pains, talk to Him about the things we do not understand. We can talk to Him about how life is. You know those things that you cannot talk to your friends about? You can talk to Him about it. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he who comes to God must first believe that He is and is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. You must understand that with God, all you need to do is just come to Him the way you are and say, Father, this is what is going on in my life. This is what is happening in my life. Lord, help me. Lord, help me with my children. Lord, help me with my husband. Lord, help me to be a better father. Help me to be a better mother. Help me. Help me with my relationships. Help me to be a better friend. Help me. Help me. Help me. This financial situation is difficult for me to handle. Lord, I need your help. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Talk to God. It says, ask Him for your daily bread. Say, give us this day our daily bread. Ask Him. Ask Him to bless the work of your hands. And as you pray for yourself, when you pray for others in the same way, it is called intercession. When you say, Father, I remember so-and-so today. Lord, bless them. Let your kingdom come in their lives. Give them their daily bread. Forgive them their trespasses as they forgive those who trespass against them. Lead them not into temptation, but deliver them from evil. You see that prayer can be as simple as what I've described. If God is your Father, talk to Him. He's ready and willing to hear you. You don't have to hit your head on the wall before God hears you. Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus
He's prayed the most simple prayer. Say, Father, I thank you that you hear me always. I know, for the sake of this people, Lord, I thank you. Lord, show them that you have given me power over death. And he goes forward after thanking God, simply thanking God. He says, Lazarus, come forth. That was it. The man who had been dead and buried for days came out of the tomb. When we understand the power in simplicity, Peter was sinking. You remember the story when they saw Jesus walking on water and they thought it was a ghost and they began to cry out. And Jesus says to them, don't be afraid, it is I. And Peter said, Lord, if it is you, ask me to come to you on the water. And Peter began to go to Jesus. He stepped out of the boat and began to walk on water to get to Jesus. And then the Bible says that when he took his eyes off Jesus and began to look at the storms, he began to sink. And then he cried out, said, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Simple prayer, but powerful. And Jesus reached out his hands and saved him. As you pray those simple prayers today, I pray that God would hear you, that God would answer your prayers and grant you the desires of your heart. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Please share this broadcast. Let it bless as many people as possible. This has been your brother, Datsun Obo, and you've been listening to the Winning Life Audio Devotional. God bless you. God bless you.